Welcome back to another episode of Alchemy This. I'm your host, Kevin Pollock. Yes, that Kevin Pollock was that. Well, I am the host of this episode, so hi. But I digress. Let's meet our alchemist, shall we? No particular order. Let's first go to Craig Kukowski for his summer activities review corner. Cal?
A little bit of reading. Try to do about a half hour every day.
A whole half hour? An entire half hour?
Sometimes I round up to a half hour. I think like 23 minutes is pretty close. Went to Five Guys a few times.
Oh, best fries in the world.
Yeah, good fries. Good fries. Get a medium. That's enough for two people.
Way enough.
It's enough for two people.
Yeah. I tried the Cajun spice once. Big mistake.
Oh, don't do it. I played mini golf once.
Did you?
Yeah.
How'd that work? Lifetime or?
In my life. Yeah, it was about 12 years ago.
Appreciate
that. Thus concludes the summer activities report.
Yeah! Please say hello to Chris Anthony Alvarado. Allspice, please share any memory from a past summer.
My birthday is in August, and when I was 15 years old, I begged my dad to have a beach party. Not only that, I begged him for a brand new surfboard. When I was 15 years old, I was about 5'2". My dad is a good man, worked hard his entire life, does not have a bunch of disposable income, yet he bought tents and multiple 6-foot Subway sandwiches and bought me a surfboard that I never, ever used.
Oh.
And everybody came, and it was a real success, except that I think about that party a lot, and I think, my dad, he didn't have to do all that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, fuck, dude. What a piece of shit I am. Anyway.
I mean, you could send him money now.
You asked
No,
me.
No, Jackie.
No.
Oh, that's the sweetest thing ever. In the house again, it's Jackie Gonzalez Durruti. Daring and hilarious. How's your August shaping up?
My August is shaping up quite nicely. It's August 4th, and I'm already liking it. This is a high birthday month. I just found out it's Chris's birthday. That's so exciting. It's my best friend Jackie E's birthday on the 14th. It's my sister's birthday on the 15th. Can I ask for more? Like, what a fun celebration.
Jamie's best friend Jackie's on the 19th.
I love that. And I love that her best friend's name is Jackie. I really love other Jackies. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. That's great. That's so exciting.
Yeah.
Damn. So I can't wait to celebrate other Craigs. Other Craigs.
They're the worst. Every Craig I know is like
only
the worst guy.
Is named Craig.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh.
2 years older.
Case in point.
I don't know any other Craigs. You're the only Craig I've ever met.
Wow.
It's like a Highlander thing. They have to kill each other.
I don't get that.
Oh, don't bother putting it on the film watchers list.
No.
And now, Mr. James Heaney, Jewelist Joe, what's it going to take to get you to ride a horse again?
Well, the last time I felt pretty foolish because I was surrounded by people that rode horses regularly that were family. And I was like, I'm doing it. And they were just kind of walking with the horse next to me. And afterwards, I felt like an idiot. Mm-hmm. So I probably will never ride a horse again. If I book a role, I'll act like an adult and I'll act like a cowboy. if you're booking like cowboy man in a cowboy movie, I can do that.
You're acting out the oldest audition adage I've ever heard, which is this role calls for horseback riding. Do you ride? And the answer should always be anybody?
Yeah.
Yes.
Like a cowboy.
More specifically, I have a saddle in my trunk.
Oh.
Saddle in my trunk was the answer we were looking for. And last, but too many apple pies for you, if you think I'm least, it's Joey Greer. Dr. Duress, what's that thing that you imagined was in your closet as a youngster?
Oh my gosh, I was just having this conversation. So I meet with a group of people. We're like, it's not a book club per se. Well, we do. Everyone brings a book, but it's every page. It's blank. There's nothing in the book. Which would make you think, like, is it a diary or is it a calendar? It's neither of the two. Mm-hmm. And the It's actually interesting. You should try this. You have a book. It's got no pages. It has pages, but nothing written on the page. And you're like, I want to write something in there, but you don't want to. What you're doing is you're putting your memories on the page. So you look at that page, and then you think about the day today, and then that is on the page. So every time you go to that page, you're like, I remember, you know, January, whatever. But so
just
we're all
curious of the Patreon. If you're thinking about being a patron supporter, you would get a chance to see the video of all of us checking our phones at the last 90 seconds. And now let's do a damn show. All of our scene suggestions gathered from your listener emails or from our patron VIPs. To become a patron supporter and see that exact video as I suggested, please head on over to patreon.com/alchemythis. If you'd like to submit a scene suggestion via email, please love to read them. Love to reply to them. Can't wait for James to help me with some of this. And our new email address, newish, no longer new, alchemythisemail@gmail.com. That's alchemythisemail@gmail.com.
My mom loves this part, by the way. She loves when we do that. She just told me. She's like, I love when you all go blah, 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 blah.
It is a thing we do for ourselves, so it's nice to hear that anyone is enjoying it, in my opinion. So thank you, Chris's mom. Also her handle. Cast hangs. Love you. Scene one comes from Patreon VIP Andy, who wrote, scene suggestion, ! Hello again. I hope you will consider this one. I finally saw the movie Silence of the Lambs, and it got me thinking, what if Hollywood remade Silence of the Lambs, but this time for kids? Thanks for all the laughs. Thanks for all you guys do, and take care. Andy.
So we're going to throw it down into this ball pit here, and and I think that it looks nice. I don't see what the problem is, why everybody's getting so upset.
You don't see why the children...
It's a ball pit. Kids love being in ball pits.
Here's the thing. It's less the kids being upset and more the parents, because the lotion that's later thrown into the ball pit is not paraben-free. And these parents are really, really concerned about what goes on their children's skin.
Oh, well, I really, okay, I don't know. I feel like I'm connected to the lotion that I've thrown in there. I'm kind of going to sponsor it now.
Oh, more bad news. Kids do not want to eat the fava beans.
What?
Oh,
that is an issue. Oh.
That's a signature line.
They said they'll eat jelly beans, and that was it.
That's why don't we try feeding them human flesh?
Wait, Thompson.
I'm sorry. Don't listen to him. He's advising. But I don't know.
So then maybe we should listen to him if he's.
I've been through a lot of the things he says. I don't know if you want to hear. He's a little edgy.
I thought he was just shadowing today. He's also advising.
Honestly, he's the inspiration. He's a big funder. I wouldn't have the money to make this film without him, but I feel like...
Maybe we should listen to what he has to say. So
what am I doing here if you're talking to him?
Oh, good point.
Look, this is a production meeting. Okay.
Can I also just say really quick, while we're still focused on production, Hannah H. and Billy both got sick off of the Chianti, so if we could switch it out for grape juice, we can still call it Chianti, but...
I don't think the sugar and grape juice is a good idea for these children either.
A little too sugary.
Yeah.
The problem with the Chianti is they both...
I was on the Amalfi Coast.
Let's just go
looking at the sunset. A sailboat emerged out of the fog.
Sorry, I apologize. Unless you guys really want to hear from them.
Yeah, I mean, I've taken my kids to different auditions, but this is the first role that he's booked, so it's kind of a big deal, you know. It's not, but this is a fact. My son wants to do this.
Child is very talented.
Yeah, yes, he is. Yes, he is. He's very good. So
he has a depth that other children lack.
Yeah, yeah, he's tall. So is your kid here as well? Are they in the movie or?
I do not have a child on the movie, no.
Okay. You do production? Were you writer?
I'm affiliated with the production.
Okay. Lucy. Oh, producer. Producer. Okay, the guy I want to be talking to. You know, my boy can do a lot of stuff. He can run. He can I'm gonna be honest with you. That's all he can do. All right, he's not the best, you know. But with the right training, right, and the right push, I think we got a new Leonardo DiCaprio here.
You had an Italian cold pressed sub for lunch.
Yeah. Yes, I did. Yeah. Do you know that?
With Genoa salami and capicola.
Genoa. I don't know if that's how you say it, but yeah, it was a meat sub. Popped that bad boy in there and went to town. Also had a little Diet Coke. I'll tell you this. Don't ever get a fountain drink, okay? Always get it in a sealed bottle. I learned that the hard way. But yeah, so if you're looking at new projects to produce, I mean, I got ideas. I got this one idea with my son.
Is this skin your own?
Yeah. Oh, you little pinch me right there. Yep, it is. Hey, pinch all you want.
It's supple to the touch.
Yeah. And
okay, Hannah H. Hannah H., can I see you for 1 second?
Yeah.
Okay, Hannah. So we want to just kind of fill you in. So the next scene we're going to do is a scary scene. How do you feel about that?
Yes. Ready.
Okay, ready? Great. Can you... we're changing some of the lines. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So, for instance, this one here, it's now going to say, I have to go pee-pees.
I have to go pee-pees.
Yeah.
That's how I was going to do it. I have to go pee-pees.
And then you go, I have to go pee-pees. I have to go poopies.
Sean, can I tell you for a second?
Good, Hannah. Keep going.
Yeah, I have to go poopies.
How old is Hannah H?
Well, she's 18 to play younger. So we can keep it for longer.
She's 18. She was drunk on Chianti earlier. She got drunk on her set, man.
What do you think? She's cute or something? Or what? What do you?
What? No. What are you talking about? She was at the medical tent. She got hammered on Chianti. There's like a bad Chianti or whatever.
I feel like she and I are kind of hitting it up. If you want to call dibs, call dibs.
Call dibs? What are you sick? Fuck, what are you talking about, dude? You said she's 18?
Yeah. So, you know.
Sean.
What's up, dude?
Jesus Christ.
Why are you? Oh, wait. Here we go. You're disappointed in me again.
Yes, it's fucking disturbing, man. Sick.
She's 18 to play younger, okay?
Is this... Holy God, man. What the hell, man? Sean, you got to get out of here.
I'm a script supervisor.
Not anymore.
What do you mean?
Now you're your steering wheel supervisor. Get out of here.
I'm on transpo?
No, you're going to be driving out of the lot, all right?
To where?
I just feel this innocent remake of Silence of the Lambs has turned way dirtier than I expected.
What did you expect?
I don't know. Fun.
Silence of the Lambs.
Sorry, yeah, we're not pronouncing the B in it.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
So the original won Oscars for Best Picture, Best Screenplay, Best Director, Best Actor, Best Actress.
Uh-huh. That's why I wanted to remake it with kids.
Right.
So
it has to be somewhat similar to the original. Otherwise, you're going to lose all those kids' parents who we also need to bring them to the theater.
I guess it's just not the vision I had.
Right.
Speaking of the kids' parents, Billy's dad has just been coming up to me and reading sides. I think he thinks that he's auditioning.
Oh.
He doesn't listen to me. Can one of you guys talk to... It's like, he's just...
Keith, you want to get on that? Can you talk to Billy?
He might respond better to you, Keith.
Yeah.
Really? Do you wanna... I mean, I thought I was above this.
So right. I'm not?
No. Oh, no. That's not what I'm saying. Okay. Well, I'll deal with Billy.
Thank you.
But I'll tell you what. This is kind of one of my problems. The backer, the financial side of this that has really brought me here, he's kind of creeping me out. And he's got a friend named... him and his friend are on set, and I think...
What's his friend's name?
How
will I know to...
It's odd and awkward and coincidental, but his friend's name is Hannibal.
Hannibal Burris, that's his friend. I'll keep an eye out for him. Hannibal Burris. I'll keep an eye out for him.
Is he looking for like the next Bill Cosby kind of thing?
I think you'd be best to just meet Hannibal yourself. Okay. I'll find Billy.
And then my dad said, if I ever have fountain drinks, I should spit it out. Do you know when he's going to be back again, sir?
No, I'm not.
I'm talking to the child.
Listen, Han, I've been told to speak with Billy.
Told by whom?
Well, kind of, it was a production meeting with some people, and I was going to try to work with Billy and...
Well...
And maybe you could talk to them, because I think maybe they got some things to talk to you about.
I'll stand across the room and listen from there.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
My hearing is very sharp.
Of course it is. Okay. So, Billy, how do you feel here in Hollywood?
Okay, you freak me out.
Me? I freak you out? Uh-huh. But what about, you're just, that guy creeps me out every time.
You're creeping the kid out, pal.
I'm the problem here. This whole set's filled with creepos, and I'm the guy?
Reggie, I don't want to have to do this, but I have to fire you. You completely creeped out Billy. I don't know why you even were talking to him. I told you his dad was the problem. You're not supposed to talk to the children.
I was really
there are
like,
certain
avoided...
people who can talk to the children.
Are you
and then everyone else can't.
Fired?
That's inappropriate.
Yeah, I'm here to talk to the children.
You're going to talk to the children?
Yeah, I'll just tell you.
Allowed. He's allowed.
Oh. And there's no second chance for me?
I don't know whether this is about, but I'm going to get in the middle of it, but I really look forward to talking to the children.
I know you do, and I'm excited for you, but again.
Hey, man, you got fired too?
Yeah, this is ridiculous. I kind of...
Hey, you don't have to leave. I'm not going to leave.
Really?
Yeah. Dude, well, you're like...
Are
you're
they
like
a, still going to pay us?
Pay? Who cares about pay, man? We're making art here. You're a visionary.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you have a vision for how this film should be.
Mr. Hannibal, I got all the kids out and I locked down the entire set. What do we do now?
Good, good, Billy. Good. Now I'm going to fry pieces of your brain in a skillet and make you eat them.
Wow. Yep. It really was fun doing this podcast.
It's not for kids. It's with kids.
That's where they got you.
Scene 2 is from listener Danny Tanner, who wrote, "Hello, Alchemist. Thought I'd drop a line to your newish email address. Hopefully this is the scene I suggest that is finally really funny." Oh, Danny, we love you. We've read your scenes before. I'm not sure why all the toot. Here now, Danny's scene suggestion. Poolside with the Coke Doctor. From Danny in Saskatchewan. Jesus, Saskatchewan. It's been too long since I've read that word. Saskatchewan. Yeah, nice.
Martini?
Oh, yes. Margarita? Thank you. Thank you very much.
Would you like anything else?
Can you put this lotion on my back?
Of course.
Baby likes it on her back. So, yeah. Hey, did they have any snacks or something for someone?
Yes. Would you like me to put an order in for some snacks?
I would, yeah. Thank you.
Feels cold.
Would you like me to warm up the lotion before I put it on?
No.
Thank you. Yeah, snacks. Do you have a menu or something?
Yes, slipping out of my hands. Menus, just grab it.
I got it. Thank you. Let's see. I would like the side of nuts.
I want some pitted olives.
Pitted olives, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And maybe Coke. We'll take some Coke.
Yeah, some Coke.
All right, I have most of the lotion on my arms and shoulders, so let me just put that on your back now. Okay.
The whole weight is on me, very heavy.
Just try not to breathe.
Well, he's full body writhing on me, full body.
Just warm up the lotion.
Okay, don't look, but kind of look, but don't let them see that you're looking. Do you know who that is over there? That guy?
No.
What?
Who, that guy over there?
Don't. Okay.
I'm sorry.
Jesus Christ. You know, the word we used for this vacation was, say it with me, relaxation. Yeah. I can't relax when you're blowing our cover, when you're pointing everywhere, when you're being a freaking goofball.
Just tell me who he is, Ted.
He's a doctor.
Okay.
A very famous doctor.
Like so famous you know who he is on sight?
Exactly. Yes. Yes. Okay, now I'm going to get back
to any famous doctors. Dr. Oz. Okay. Dr. Phil.
This is so Dr. You do
Richard
know,
Kimball.
Okay, so you do know famous Dr. Drew.
Seuss, Pepper. Yes.
Seuss, Pepper. Who, yes. Okay, who is so he? You know. Is this working? Is this weekend working for us?
Relaxation.
Relaxation.
Hey, are y'all using this towel?
Yes, we're laying on it.
Yes.
I'm just kidding. If you're not using it,
stop that. It's my towel.
Come on, man. There's not a lot of other towels, and you gotta have a key card to get one.
How did this guy get into this resort?
What? How are you? Why?
Oh man.
What room are you in, sir?
That's the room I'm in. You piece of shit.
Okay. Let me take care of this.
Thank you.
You can't be in there.
Ow! I'm not the problem.
Leave
you're
him
sitting
alone.
On this man's towel.
It's not his towel.
That woman tried to bite my neck.
Both of you,
I did
get
not.
Up, get up, get
I did
up.
Not try to. You'd know if I was biting your neck.
You would know.
Freak.
You would know. It feels good.
She's a vampire. No. She's a nighttime vampire. She can't be outside at night.
I am not a vampire.
Pardon me, sir.
Ted, do who, something. Be a that, man, I'm, Ted.
Okay. Is that who I think it is?
Are you talking about the Coke doctor?
Yeah.
Yes. Of course that's who it is. But you know what?
The Coke doctor from TV?
Yes.
You know what? I've said too much. Get up and let this man have his towel.
Okay. I need to keep my pretzels warm.
What?
What?
I need the towel to keep my pretzels warm.
Okay, why don't we all pull out our room keys? Why don't we all pull out our room keys? What do you say?
Okay, sure.
Did you just slip into an accent?
Are you kidding me?
Baby.
What is happening over there?
Baby, everybody's making a big deal that you're here.
I don't understand why.
I don't understand either. We give you big glasses, we give you fake nose, fake mustache, and everything.
Look at all this hair I have on my head.
It's not usually there. You'd think that this disguise would work. No.
I don't understand.
Oh, excuse me. I'm so sorry to bother you while you're on vacation.
Yes, of course.
But I know you're a doctor, and my vacation's being ruined because my little girl's gotten sick, and I was wondering if maybe you could prescribe something for her?
Yes, of course. Of course we can, yes. But I would need to examine her. How
baby,
old is
we're
this?
On vacation. I told you, I don't want you to be doctor this weekend. I want you to be hot, sexy lover.
Vanessa, I don't know what the hell happened, but our daughter has pitched me 16 different movie ideas in the past 8 minutes, all right? So I don't know what that doctor did.
She's feeling better.
I guess, but a lot of the ideas were bad.
Okay. Silence of the Lambs for kids. Silence of the Lambs for kids.
Oh my God, that's a stupid idea. No, we're not going to do that.
Do it. Greenlight it.
No, we're not. Hannah, we're not greenlighting that.
Okay? Yes, and put me in it.
No, we're not going to put you in it. Okay? We're
going to put you in Hollywood. Starring Hannah M.
I thought you wanted to be a volleyball player.
Yes. Also a volleyball player. Also a remake of Rocky, but he's a volleyball player.
Tag, you're it.
I think his shoulder dislocated.
Yeah. Hey, man, get up, man. Hey, you're wearing my shoes, man.
What?
You're wearing my shoes, man.
Hey, kid. You want me to reset that shoulder? I'm not as young as I look. I'm actually 18. I'm in college.
Double knotted? What the hell is this, man?
Are you a doctor?
Well, I am pre-med. Yeah, that's my chosen field. Yeah, that I'm going to be.
But you look so young.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I look really, really young. The voice doesn't help, but I think I can reset your shoulder.
Okay, yeah, do it.
Okay,
it.
So on a count of three, take a deep breath.
Okay.
One, two, three.
Oh, man, he fucked up his other shoulder, man. It was the other shoulder.
I did the wrong shoulder.
It was the other shoulder. I get these socks, too. You're wearing my socks, man. All right, let me get these. God damn, your socks double knotted as well. How the hell did you get these on? Let me just get this son of a bitch.
Call my mom.
I don't know. I ain't calling your mom, man. Why? Come on, let me just skip this.
Call my mom.
Kill your mom. Is that what you said?
Kill my mom.
Hell no, man. I ain't going to go down that path, bro.
I got money. I got cash.
You got cash.
Yeah.
Eyes on me, baby. I know that that small child seems to be in wild distress, loss of pain, but please, no eyes on me.
It's so irresponsible to just sit here and let this chance to fail.
It is irresponsible to waste your vacation on back to work. Okay. That's irresponsible. Okay.
You know what's best, darling? Let the child die.
I don't think it's going... I don't want it to die. It's not like he's bleeding.
Excuse me, folks. I know that you're on vacation. I'm on vacation, too. I just wanted to say... that I'm a big fan. I love your show. And you're the Coke doctor and you're Angelique.
Yes. We have found out, I'm afraid, the disguises did not work, but we always like to hear it from a fan. Can you tell if that child over there is dying or not?
I think he has two dislocated shoulders.
Ah, that's far from dead.
So yeah, he's just real floppy right now, floppy.
Serious discomfort, I imagine, but maybe I could help that too.
I don't even know why we do all these disguises if all you want to do is go help people. I shaved my head to put my hair onto your head.
Angelique, 90 seconds, that's all I ask. Excuse me, child, here. Put this little tiny spoon under your nostril and breathe. Does it?
This is incredible. He doesn't just do it for TV. There's no cameras around, and he really does give cocaine as a solution to every medical problem.
Oh, my God. I feel great.
Look how happy the child is, and now I go back to my towel.
Oh, flippy, floppy, flippy, floppy, flippy,
floppy. Pain-free? My work is done.
Okay, here are your nuts, and...
Ooh.
And the olives?
You just touched his nuts.
Yes, I did.
And, you said, here are your nuts, and you touched his nuts.
Yes, I did. Let me just go get you those olives. Let me just go.
That is scene two. That's got to be scene two. What a fucking fucked up group we are. Oh, I'm so happy.
Scene 3 is from patron VIP Haven, who wrote, "Hello again, Alchemist. I have an unconventional scene suggestion format, if Lord Pollock permits." Well, it's been that kind of day. Try a scene that starts with the statement, "I don't know, dude. I just can't look at you the same since I walked in on you, blank. XOXO, Haven."
So I was talking to my friend.
And we got to stop real quick. So
yeah, you have to start the scene.
We have to start the scene with the line, Kevin.
Oh, of course. Mm-hmm.
And we're taking that back. "I don't know, dude. I just can't look at you the same since blank." And here we go.
Have you noticed that like a lot of these things?
No, no. Cut, 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 cut. You have to do you have to start with the line.
Is there a problem with the script? Is that the... What's going on?
Well, no, I didn't have the first page. I'm sorry. It's my...
Am I supposed to be here then? Or...
Mm-mm.
Okay.
As number 7 on the call sheet, I would like to speak on behalf of the entire cast of Sang House. I am...
Could you turn your phone off?
I just didn't have the first page. So...
May I ask, is every day going to be this unprofessional? I, for one, have memorized my lines.
Does anyone have the first page of the script?
Slide in first page.
Ah, great.
Oh, my God! Oh, my God!
Oh, my God! Okay, Jesus, okay, we're going to need to take 10.
A paper airplane poked my eye out. Why did you do that?
Oh, get this man some cocaine.
Oh, my God. I need cocaine? What the hell is this, man? I need a doctor. I need a doctor. Oh, my eye.
I mean, you're not actually in this scene anyway, so.
Oh, my God.
So are we beginning with I don't know, dude, or are we not?
My eye. Well, we aren't. Oh. This is his line, so but we should be starting with that.
Yes, I mean we, the production. I'm waiting for my cue, and then I'll play the scene.
Okay, well, I'm not going to say the line.
When someone says action, line. I'll say the line, okay?
Thank you.
Yeah,
oh, it's infected. Sure. My eye's already infected.
I don't think I'm going to be able to work with him crying in the background. Either get him some cocaine or get him out of here.
I'm ready to play the scene.
All right, let's
we'll
go.
Just go with it.
Speak the speech, I pray you.
All right, can you say the magic word, director?
Sorry, action. Does it look bad, my eye? Actually, cut. The fuck are you?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh my god!
I don't even know your fucking name.
Well, I have my badge here.
Yeah, I don't even know if it's secure Dale. To have you it's, on this set.
I mean, it can't be any less secure than that guy. Look at his eyes hanging out of his head.
I poked my other eye. Yeah. Go see the medic, dude.
Monica, hi. Yeah, have a seat. I know you're directing a film here this afternoon, but we have a couple questions from the studio.
Okay.
The studio.
Great. I love questions.
Great. So how do you feel? How do you feel production's going?
It's a little messy right now, but I think we're on the up and up and we are looking good schedule wise. It looks like we might go maybe two Very days good. Over the projected shoot time, but everyone Great. Seems on board. Yeah.
Okay. Second question. Who do you think would be a better director for this project? Hypothetically.
I mean, I can tell you who my favorite directors are.
Yeah, let's start with that. How about just one? Just name one.
J.J. Abrams, Christopher Nolan.
Stop there.
But I don't think that they would do this better necessarily. They just happen to be my favorite.
Mr. Sherbert, we have J.J. Abrams on the phone.
Thank you so much. I'll take it now. J.J.
Hey, what's going on?
Tell him I say hi.
What's happening? What can I do for you, buddy? What's going on?
Hey, bud. It's Mr. Sherbert.
Yep. Great to talk to you again, Mr. S. What's happening?
Listen, hypothetically,
uh-huh.
Would you be able... Oh, by the way, Monica's here.
Monica?
Yeah, she's here.
Yeah, tell him I say hi.
He can hear you. You're on speaker.
Great. Hi, JJ.
Hello, Monica.
Yeah. So Monica has selected you in a hypothetical world to take over directing
her film.
I said that you were my favorite director.
Look at that.
But I do want to keep the gig. I do want to keep the gig. Yeah.
That's
I need
why
the
it's
money.
Called a hypothetical?
Yes. Thank you, JJ. Of
course. I assume that's why you called. Anything else?
Would you, so hypothetically, would you, just yes or no, would you be able to make it to Fullerton by this afternoon?
Yes, I could. Since it's Terrific. A hypothetical, absolutely I could.
What do you mean there's been a change of leadership?
Monica, would you like to tell everybody?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what to tell you. I'm confused myself, but J.J. Abrams is going to come in and direct this.
Please, someone get some medical attention for this man.
Listen, that's
He's
not,
been writhing in pain for 2 hours.
There is a medic tent. His legs are fine. He can walk himself there. I'm no longer the director, but I am actually taking over one of the lead acting roles.
She is now in the movie.
Yeah.
Well, I hope at least you know the line.
Oh, I'm really good at ad-libbing.
So we're going to start with the first line, Monica. It's, I don't know, dude. What was the rest of that?
I can't look at you the same ever since blank.
Okay.
Okay.
Sorry, have I been recast? Is that what's happening?
No, just this one line is being...
Oh, my ankle!
Reallocated.
Oh,
I don't have Monica, the first page still.
Have any of my lines been reallocated?
No. Monica, you want to give us that first line?
God, it looks like now he can't walk to the medic's tent. His ankle just disintegrated.
You are an actor now. You're an actor. You're an
Sorry.
Actor.
It's hard for me to go from production. Yes.
Give me the cue. I'm ready to play the scene.
Yes. I don't... okay. Someone tell me action, right?
Yeah, this is just a rehearsal. I'll say it. Okay. And
it's just a rehearsal?
I didn't mean to say just.
So, yeah, I mean, this is, it's a parking lot, but we're in charge of it. Okay? Mm-hmm.
So let's do a good job of making sure that this parking lot is locked down. Nobody in, nobody out.
What time does it need to be locked down?
I mean, right now, until we leave. Oh. Right, and even then, you know.
What are we, I got to actually have you guys open the gate up because I've been fired. And so they told me that I have to leave.
So, well, I've been instructed to lock down the gate. So
it's kind of embarrassing. I got this box of all my things and I kind of just need to get to my car and go.
Jim, what do we do?
Give us a second. Give me. I don't know. I don't know.
I mean, I could punch him. Want me to punch him?
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. You got an idea? Yeah.
Hey, hey, box dude. Can I talk to you for a second? Hey, listen. I was up.
Oh, oh shit!
Still need to get out. Still need to get out.
Oh god.
You do?
Excuse me. Can you tell me at which sound stage dude wears my blank is shooting?
You're on it.
Ooh. I'm on it. Very good. Very good.
What was that?
I don't know. That was the nicest suit I've ever seen in my life. Yeah. Oh, my God.
I look like it cost some serious bank.
Hey, welcome to the Suit Emporium, where we suit you up. What can I get for you, bud?
Lower your volume, please.
Okay.
What are you I'm going to purchase a suit. You don't need to give me the hard sell.
Okay, just want to let you know, this section over here is three suits for 99 bones.
I require merely one suit.
Okay, it's going to be 99 bones regardless.
Here are your bones. Oh. Here are your bones.
Oh, my good God. God. He's eating my neck like a corn cob.
All right, sorry. I know you heard that our last sales guy got eaten on the floor, but I want you to know that we put in some CCTV cameras, so that shouldn't happen again. And
did you say eaten? Did you say, I'm sorry, did you say eaten?
I said what I said. So it looks like you were in production before. Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah, I was in production.
Okay, great. That's cool. So it's pretty much the same thing. You sold.
Did you say Eden?
I did. I did.
Monica, wow. Mm-hmm. Good to see you. Good to see you. I'm over on Soundstage 12. I like to do a midday walk. Among the stages.
Cool.
The stages.
I'm acting now, so.
Oh, shit. Shit. That's great. I'm still gaffing. I wanted to tell you, I was too drunk on that date. I was too drunk on that date.
I was hoping that we could just not. You know,
I know.
Just pass each other, nod, and
in order for me to move forward and on, I would love to make some amends here or do whatever I can to just help the situation.
Okay, I do owe you an apology, Robert. I do.
Oh,
to be honest, I knew you were that drunk. I could see that you were that drunk. I was stone cold sober. And I did choose to.
Are we doing the Robert stuff now? Because I'm sorry to jump in, Monica, but I mean, you did affect all of us, and you hogged the karaoke machine for too long. And you can say that you were too drunk. You can say that you were high on cocaine, Rob. But we all went to that bar to do karaoke, and we couldn't do it.
Yeah.
And I don't think any amount of forgiveness is ever gonna.
Honestly, I knew he was that drunk. Because we had been to a bar before that.
Yeah.
And I still said, come to the private karaoke room. And so I feel like I have a bit of a responsibility.
Yeah, for sure you do. And we saw you write his name down when you were supposed to be writing your name down.
Are we going to shoot fucking anything today?
Hey, we're actually talking about last Thursday night. You were there?
Look, I don't care what you're talking about, Sherbet. I played Jean-Luc Picard.
No, of course.
Oh my God, that's where I know you from.
Yes, holy and many other things.
Shit. No, just
and
that.
Now I'm in Dude, Where's My Blank?
Okay, what do you want me to say? Mr. Picard,
say my cue line so I can act. I'm here to act.
Wow.
to wow. trod the boards.
Can we get this on camera? This is great. This is what I'm talking about. This is it. Where is
JJ? JJ.
Yeah, where is JJ?
Oh, we've been here for like 10 hours.
So the thing is, he took me at my word. It was all hypothetical to him.
Oh.
What are you talking about, Sherbert?
I set up a hypothetical. And
what's the hypothetical?
I don't know how to define it, to be honest.
I just came back from craft services, and there's a child eating pieces of his own brain there. So get this set under control.
Wow. Okay. Monica, I'm coming to you right now as a friend, as a boss, as somebody who maybe blew a date.
Yeah, I'm just looking for one suit. Just one suit. Yeah.
Okay. $99. Huh? Sorry, I'm pretty new. You're looking for a kid suit?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see for here. Do you know your suit size?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So,
are you just going to hover around me the whole time, or can I just?
this is awkward. I don't even know. Honestly, I've never fitted anybody, but all these suits on the wall are adult suits.
So why don't we cut the pant leg?
Okay, now you're talking.
Billy, I like your suit.
Thanks, Mr. Hannibal.
It matches mine.
Uh-huh. I brought a friend.
Who's your friend?
Someone we could have for dinner.
I've never been I used to actually work in movies. Actually, I used to work on this set. And I'd love to have dinner.
Good work, Billy. Good work. Yes, we'll have you for dinner.
Oh, thank you.
Have a seat.
Oh, we're going to have dinner right now.
Have a seat.
Okay. I'm sure we have to get this done quick.
Yes, get it done quick, Billy.
Okay.
Ow! My neck is not supposed to... Ah, that's sharp!
Eat his neck like a corn cob. Eat his neck like a corn cob.
Okay, so, Leonard, you are going to get that line back, so if you could kick us off with that initial line. Once Billy shows up to set, which I hear on the PAs, they are going to go get him, then we're good to go.
I'm ready.
Except Super we do ready. Need this guy wheeled off to the medic tent. Good God.
I'm on it.
Thank you.
All right, let's go.
Ready when you are.
He thrusts his fists against the posts and still insists he sees a ghost.
There's a ghost?
Just doing a vocal warm-up.
Yep.
There's a ghost?
I'm ready.
There's no ghost. It's a vocal warm-up.
I know that you're ready, Leonard. We're waiting on Billy. Once Billy's on set, we can get started.
Here comes Billy, flying in Billy.
All right.
And here's Billy.
Okay, great. Billy's here. And then once
child
we can
has
also
blood all over his suit.
We're not doing that scene until later.
I'm hungry.
The car crash scene until later. And that's actually a different outfit than we approved from costume for that scene. Billy, do you have your costume for this scene? This is the diner scene.
I only want to wear this.
Okay, Mr. Sherbert coming in. Mr. Sherbert flying in.
Oh,
okay.
Dear God.
Listen, we're running out of time. Monica, we need to run this scene as
no
is.
Shit.
We need to hear this first line as written.
Okay.
Verbatim.
Ready. No,
this is what we get paid for, by the way, the waiting around, the acting. I do for free.
Thank you,
I'm
Patrick.
I'm on my mark.
Thank you, Patrick.
I am ready to go.
I'm on my mark.
Great. Awesome. Leonard, Patrick, thank you. Billy, are you on your mark? I can tell you you're not, so get on your mark. Okay, thank you.
Okay.
All right. Ready to
act.
Roll sound.
I'm so
sorry.
Rolling.
Sorry, you can't. Okay,
Sherbert.
So Leonard can't say that. It's a union thing.
Okay, sorry. Just love being on a set.
Okay, I'm out.
Okay.
Sherbert out.
Take me with you.
Okay. I don't know, dude. I just can't look at you the same since I walked in on you. Blank.
Oh, we're still, the camera's not
just running my life.
And that's a cut. Everybody, production is right.
God,
I
And that's the show today as well.
Oh, wow. That was a journey for me personally, and I thank you all for your patience and contributions to my education. Let's thank all of our alchemists, shall we, in this order. Chris Alvarado, thank you so much. When can we expect to see you back in the surf?
Jeez, hopefully soon, but this raw sewage keeps pouring by the millions and millions of gallons into the Santa Monica Bay, Venice area, which is where I surf.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
How far up the coast could you go?
That's a good question, because I've been wanting to try out Malibu, but you know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, please report back.
I will. Oh, I will. Thank you so much.
Comedy Fix is the podcast.
That's the pod.
Check it out, folks. Jingle James Heaney, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me. And I just want to you know what? If actually, that sewage, like, it stinks in Venice at night because the smell comes all the way to my doorstep. Oh, it's insane. God.
Does it come like a fist? Is it
doesn't come until, you? Yeah, it does. It comes in waves, but it doesn't start coming until like 8 o'clock at night. And it just starts stinking like sewage. It's awful.
Okay.
Well, go to Alchemy This Pod on Reddit, and I'd love to have a chat with everybody there about sewage smells.
Please, please, please. Jackie Gonzalez DeRuthy, thank you.
Thank you, and thank the stars that I live on the east side and am luckily not smelling sewage every night.
Fair.
That's for me.
That's a nice blessing for everyone who's on the west side.
Yeah. Thank
you. Appreciate you. Craig Cacao?
Count me in as anti-sewage as well.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Not into it.
Any visitors there at your
my niece, Penny, visited a couple weeks ago.
Oh, nice.
My Aunt Ebba here.
It's here. Is there
not at the house, but elsewhere in town? There's family that's been coming in and out. It's been nice.
Oh, that's very nice. Yeah. All right. Well, cool. Continue on and just know that we're all very envious of your situation.
I'll be heading back to LA in 2 weeks, though. So back to reality.
Well, Carla as well.
I think she might stay.
None of our damn business. I'm glad I asked. Joey Greer.
If you want to find me, mm-hmm. you go to gamefront.com.
Right. That was the last we saw or heard from Craig. And that's Jackie it. Now is back to not knowing any Craigs.
Aww.
I think that's everyone. Thank you, Doug Bame. Thank you, iHeartRadio. Thank you, listeners and Patreon supporters. As your host, back in the saddle, I've missed you and love you, and hope you continue to thrive in your lives. And thank you for your involvement in our efforts. Continue to write to us at alchemythisemail@gmail.com. Until next time,
Alchemy This.